Chapter 5. Visiting the Sacred Sanctuary at Last. It seemed to Grandmother that something was different around the house. Dishes were washed and put away. Toys and books were back in their places. Floors were swept and beds were made. And the children were surprising her with sweet hugs and kisses. Yahya and Fatima had each decided to go on a secret mission of doing good deeds. Neither one of them wanted to show off, so they didn't even mention what they were each doing to one another. When they bumped heads while trying to reach the cat's toy which was lost under the couch, they rolled over laughing. Yahya then lifted the photo album out of the magical chest and turned to the next section, where they found a photograph of what appeared to be a shiny black rock. "I think I recognize this stone," said Fatima, "but I don't know where I've last seen it." Dear children, sometimes we feel we know something, but we can't explain exactly why. It's as if we remember it, but we cannot point to a calendar and say, "This is the date it happened." That is the way we felt upon first seeing the Kaaba. As we arrived in Mecca, everyone was reciting the Talbiyah together. And then all of a sudden, tall minarets came into view. We excitedly prayed together. "There is no God but God. God is most great. O God, you are peace. From you comes peace. And your house is the house of peace. Blessed be you, endowed with majesty and generosity. O God, this is your house. You made it great. O God, open to me the doors of your mercy. Let me enter your heaven and protect me from the accursed devil." As we set our eyes for the first time on the Kaaba, we were amazed. It was as though our golden hearts had always known it. We felt like we were home at last. First, we stood before the black stone, a special stone from heaven, placed on one corner of the Kaaba. The first human being God created was Adam alayhi salam. God then asked him, "Am I not your Lord?" Adam alayhi salam answered for all of us, "Yes." Since we were with Adam alayhi salam as his children to come, this was our answer as well. This agreement with God was written and placed inside of the black stone. So when we touch or stand before the black stone, we say, "O God, I do this believing in you, affirming the truth of your book and fulfilling your covenant." That means we each are saying, "Yes, I believe you are my Lord and I am keeping the promise I made to you." The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the black stone is the right hand of God on earth, with which he shakes hands with his creatures. While we know that the black stone is a very special stone on earth, we also know that it stands for ideas we cannot fully understand. It doesn't mean that God has a right hand that is like our right hand, but can't you, grandchildren, feel the deeper meaning of a handshake and promise? Turn to each other and shake with your right hands. Make a promise to each other about something. Think deeply about what you just did. You know me, an old man, I've been thinking about all these matters for a very long time and I keep learning more. After all, this is the real learning, and we will need to use both our minds and hearts to try to understand it. So the pilgrims renew Adam alayhi salam's promise with God, as well as their own, at this spot beside the black stone. Your grandmother had always dreamt of holding onto the kiswa, the cloth covering the Kaaba, to make a special prayer for all of her children and grandchildren. Think of your little baby brother when he clings to his mother's dress, crying for something. Doesn't it seem like he always gets his way? Imam al-Ghazali compared a person who clings to the kiswa seeking pardon from God to someone who has wronged another person, and then clings to his or her clothing, begging for forgiveness. If you children clung to the kiswa curtain as if it represented or stood for the hem of God's robe, what would you beg God for? Dear grandchildren, now is the time for you to pull out your third golden key of trusting God. We were overjoyed with excitement at this point of our Hajj, and we just wanted to surrender, to do whatever God asked of us. It was as if we were running to see our best friend as we plunged into something like flowing currents in an ocean of mercy, what we call the Tawaf. Tawaf is when all the pilgrims walk together around the Kaaba in a counterclockwise direction 7 times. Find a toy clock and imagine going in the opposite way than the hour and second hands do. This is called counterclockwise. We have been taught that we are making tawaf around the Kaaba in the same way the angels are doing this in an invisible but very real realm or world called the Alam al-Malakut. Imam al-Ghazali says that even though we are far from being angels, we are asked to copy or imitate them. We have been promised that he who imitates a folk becomes one of them. Sometimes it's good to be a copycat, as long as you are copying someone good. What kind of person do you like to imitate? Imam al-Ghazali tells us that tawaf is prayer, but we are still allowed to talk and to make beautiful du'as about our greatest needs during the 7 circlings. Say you really want a new toy. Well, that's fun for a little while, but will it really help you become the best person you can be in this life? And what good will it do for you in the next world? We don't bring our toys with us, and why would we even want to when heaven will make us happier than anything in this world? Think carefully. What are the 3 most important things you would ask for? Maybe you could practice asking for each one as you circle around the next 3 corners of your pretend Kaaba. Turn your Kaaba so that the corners point to the north, east, south and west. Put your black stone on the eastern point and if you want, write Iraqi corner on the northern point, Syrian corner on the western corner and Yemeni corner on the southern point. Look at a map to see why they are named that way. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched the Yemeni corner as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam made tawaf and even placed his cheek on the wall between it and the black stone. Because we love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much and wanted to copy him, we placed our cheeks on the wall and made deep prayers asking for forgiveness, the ability to serve God, and entrance into heaven. We sent our blessings upon all the prophets, alayhi salam. After completing our 7 circles around the Kaaba, we prayed beneath the Kaaba door, which is called the Bab al-Multazim. It is said that prayers are answered there. Then we walked a few steps over to the place or maqam of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. Imagine yourself standing in the place where the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam himself once stood. What are some thoughts you might have in this place? We offered 2 rakat and recited those 2 surahs that you already memorized, Surah Al-Kafirun and Surah Ikhlas. Are you ready for tawaf? Jump in. Love, Grandfather.